Life was great. That morning began like any other day in our beautiful Pompeii. In the distance, I saw Mount Vesuvius standing tall, watching over everyone. The busy tradesmen stacking the ships beside me. A whiff of freshly baked bread drifted past my nose from the bakery. I could hear the familiar sound of poets singing, rumble down, tumble down great city walls. Feel the ground grumble, citizens stumble. When the earth shakes, rumble down, tumble down. I remember it like it happened yesterday. Suddenly, something happened. Beneath my feet, the ground shook with anger. I could see tiles falling, walls crack, dogs barked. I remember a thin grey cloud rose from the mountain. Eventually, the grey smoke covered the sky and blocked out the sun. Everyone fell silent. Flowers drooped fast from the used-to-be green farm and now dark black. It was terrifying. People were running, screaming, and crying for their loved ones. It was chaos. And then Mount Vesuvius erupted and lava poured out, and molten rock shot up, killing thousands of people. I managed to get up to a boat in time as I sailed away from my beloved Pompeii. I could see the torture that Mount Vesuvius had done. Lava filled the city and molten rock shot everywhere. The smell of Pompeii had changed from beautiful flowers to a burning and fiery smell. Without warning, more lava shot out of the volcano like a flood. All the molten rock fell from the sky. Nothing was there, not a single patch of colour anywhere. The blue sky had turned grey and the grass had gone black. The birds and people fled with panic. All of Pompeii had vanished under my boat. I felt the fish hide under the sea, to the bottom for safety. Mount Vesuvius had completely swallowed Pompeii. The air was too thick. I struggled to breathe. My lungs felt like they were on fire, screaming for air. Poor Pompeii, I said over and over again in my head. Pompeii was no longer Pompeii. It was just black ash and burning lava.